This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Inflation way up. So much so, Democrats are panicked. They don't know what to do. It's influencing them across, influencing them, their elections, down ticket across the country. They are in danger of losing the House and the Senate. I'm going to tell you right now, they will lose both. They will lose the House and the Senate. Their agenda is in turmoil. Privately, Democrats want Biden out, and it's becoming more public every day how they actually feel about him as you watch news story after news story tell you, hey, old guy's getting too old. He's too old. They knew it before. They knew it before. But even with that, they wanted Trump out so badly that they didn't care. They openly cheated. They put in a fool. Talk about telling America, giving us the big F you. They replaced a great man, a great president, with a clown, and they did it in a cheat. Then they orchestrate making you think you're the bad guy by doing this January 6th commission, which is getting no traction. Nobody believes the nonsense. And every single day, their lies are revealed. Every single day. We're not even done. We're not done with their lies. We're not done with Hillary Clinton. We know giving the code red to go after Donald Trump. We're not done with FISA court, essentially them cheating to get things into the FISA court system. We're not done with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden being the big guy. None of this has gone away. It's just stewing. They're doing everything they can. You ever watch the boiling pot that's got a lid on it? And every now and then you just kind of relieve the pressure. But if you walk away for more than a second, you know, and you put that lid back on, it's going to blow it off. It's going to top the lid's coming off. That's what the Democrats are doing. They got all these pots cooking, and every one of them is just bubbling, just like a cauldron. And the pressure is building and building. And as long as they stay there and they keep relieving the pressure on the pots, they're fine. Or think of it as spinning plates. Whatever. As long as they're there to spin them, you're good. But the minute you take your eye off of it, stuff starts to fall. I'm glad you're with me, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I am the El Jefe of the Kevin Jackson Network, where you can go to that website and find out everything that we're doing. And we are doing amazing things because of you, because of the goodness of folks like yourselves. So what about the mad progress we've made? Pushing back the EPA, officially, the Supreme Court doing it, getting them out of your life, out of the lives of companies, corporations that are trying to do good. We're pretty good stewards of everything here in this country. We will self-correct. We find out somebody's doing something wrong, we won't, you know, participate in their business. What about the Supreme Court ruling that says we are not going to make killing of black babies and babies in general the law of the land? Go to a state. Legislate it. Get it down to the local level. See what people see at the national level. You lose sight of it. It can be politicized, and that's what's been done. At the local level, you get a much better feel for things. I'll give you an example. I was in California. I see these two gay guys at the hotel. And one of them has a shirt on that says, "Girls just want to have fun." And then the rest of it, fundamental right to their bodies or something like that. And I don't live in his state. This is in California. But had I lived there, I would have said, "Oh, really? Girls just want to have fundamental rights to their bodies so they can continue to kill mostly black babies. You're a racist." That's what I would have gone, walked up to them and said, "You're a racist. Thanks for wearing that racist shirt." They would look at me, "What are you talking about?" "Thanks. You do realize that abortion impacts blacks 300% more than it impacts anybody else. By the way, you can't even have one. So here you are walking around in a racist t-shirt and you can't even have one. You're condoning racism." You know, that's what I would have said if it was in my state. Because see, at the local level, I could do it. Now I could have done it, there. I could have. I don't have, it's not like I don't care about what's going on in California state to state. It's just that I was in a resort. I didn't, you know, it was like, I'm not going to rock the boat. But I will, if I'd seen him more than once, I probably would have. Just saw him the one time. And by the way, I saw two people wearing shirts like that. One in the airport and one, you know, in those gay guys I just said a second ago. But here's the bigger issue is we're winning. They're making up these shirts. And here's what's interesting about the finding out that somebody's a liar. So these guys are wearing this shirt. And then people find out, but wait a minute. You can still get an abortion in others in certain states. Oh, now they could say this and it would be legit. Yeah, but that's just now. What's going to happen in the future? You're right. It's like what's with smoking. Oh, listen, we don't want you to smoke in a restaurant. There should be a section. And then ultimately they've effectively said in some areas of California, you can't even smoke in your home. They've made the cost of cigarettes so cost prohibitive, you can't do it. So, yeah, they're right. We could take it to the limit on abortion if they let us. But it'll be a state decision. It's like if you want to live in California, you're probably not going to be a smoker because they've pretty much legislated you out. Now, I'll be honest with you, I don't smoke. I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't care. If I never saw another cigarette in my life or breathe that smoke in the morning, because I hate breathing smoke in the morning before I have breakfast, it wouldn't matter to me. But what I do say is this. If you choose to do it, you should be able to do it. And I should be able to leave, not go to the restaurant, not come to your house, not let you smoke in my car. You know, it's still a matter of choice. So what I'm getting at is we fight even for things that we don't want. I don't want smokers. But I fight for their rights because I understand what it means to lose that right. And we all do it. But the point, I want to go back to this. We are winning. This is the first time in a long time we're winning. And here's what's interesting. You're winning on Trump's picks. And there are people out there that are never Trumpers, hate Trump, don't want him to run again, that don't even realize all the winning that they're doing is based on who? Is it based on Reagan? What's it based on? Is it based on Governor DeSantis? No, it's based on the work that Trump did. Now, you can argue, Kevin, is he going to be of sound mind and physically able to be president? Good discussions. But as it stands right now, we got a champion, man, that we are living on the muscle memory of this guy. We've made so many gains, and the polls prove it. The people who cheated and colluded with the cheaters want you to believe Trump can't beat Biden again. The guy that got 75 million votes. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We got a lot more to talk about that's going to be pertinent, but I will tell you this story I'm going to talk to you about now has far-reaching implications, and it has to do with the car industry, the auto industry. And while I, Tesla for innovation in the auto industry, you guys have heard me talk about it. This battery thing is really a massive problem. And I would ask you this. Would you buy a used Tesla? Now, let's say that they tell you, I don't know what the models are, but let's say it's that sporty model and it's the first generation and it's been out 8 years. Would you buy that car? And let's say that the car, they priced it at $20,000, probably a pretty good deal for a Tesla. Sounds pretty impressive. But then you find out, oh, wait, the battery's got to be replaced. Now, I've heard prices of $10,000 to $15,000. I don't know. But I'm telling you, this is going, what I'm about to talk to you about is going to upend the second-hand car, you know, the used car industry, second-hand, the used car industry for quite some time. Here's the story.
First, with the pain at the pump, more people than ever are interested in electric cars.
But if you're thinking about going electric, pay attention to this story. 10 Tampa Bay's Malik Rankin has the warning from one family who's now facing some expensive decisions.
I was really excited.
17-year-old Avery Sawinski was thrilled to get an electric 2014 Ford Focus.
And it was fine at first. I loved it so much. It was, like, small and quiet. And
the car had 60,000 miles on it.
All of a sudden, it just stopped working.
Avery says she had it for 6 months before the battery died.
I know that the Ford stopped making the car, but it just is frustrating that they stopped making the battery, too. So it left, like, hundreds of people without a car to use.
Last month, Avery's dad died following a stage 4 colon cancer diagnosis. Her grandfather, Ray Sawinski, stepped up trying to get an electric car battery replacement.
It turns out that this is a pretty common problem with this particular car.
The family bought the used car for $11,000 on Carvana.
The Ford dealership advised us that we could replace the battery. It would only cost $14,000.
And that doesn't include installation costs.
So if you're wondering where that car is now, it's been here at AutoNation for months. Ray Sawinski tells me they've offered to buy the car from him, only offering $500.
Sawinski says he's learned it's not just Ford Focus owners dealing with costly electric car battery replacements.
If you're buying a new one, you have to realize there is no secondhand market out there because the manufacturers aren't supporting the cars.
The Sawinski's message to you, do your research before buying electric. They warn it may cost you far more than you realize.
No secondhand market. Why? Because manufacturers aren't supporting the cars. I want to reiterate, 60,000 miles on this car that this girl got for $14,000. How many miles does a regular car get these days? 250,000? That car wasn't a quarter of the way through its useful life, and it's worthless now. Ripped off. If she bought a regular car and paid that, she would be laughing all the way to the bank. She could keep that car, theoretically, 2014 to 2022. The car is already 8 years old. She could keep that car another 10, 15 years. Easy. Great investment. $1,500 a year as an investment with routine maintenance. And now she's got a boat anchor. Ripped off. And so I talk about this because I don't think people even realize what the green energy lobby, I don't think they realize or even have a concern of what they've done to the car industry. Consider this. If you've got a Volt, if you've got a Prius, if you've got anything that runs on a battery, the battery portion of what you're doing has huge societal implications. Because if you replace the battery in that car, in that Prius or whatever, it's probably going to cost you as much as the car is worth. You're talking $10,000 or more, as this girl found out. So it wasn't just the price of her car, it's the price of that battery. So every car that they can talk to you about energy efficiency, as I said, it could be a hybrid vehicle. You are in danger of buying it used. And let me tell you what people are doing. Don't think I'm the only one that's thought of this. The people who have Teslas, when they go to trade these cars in, when they go to, I don't care what the value, the car could be worth $30,000. If I got to put a $15,000 or $20,000 battery in it, the most I'm going to give you is $10,000. Then when somebody goes to buy it, what's going to be your first question? What, based on this, would you go out and buy a car that was a battery powered car, 6, 7, 8 years old? Why do you do that? Why do you think people are going, I don't know that I want to buy that? Because they know the cost. So when it's 6-7, I don't know what the – I would be looking at what's the mean time between when this battery is going to get replaced. When do you think these people are going to trade their cars in? When it's time to do maintenance. Let me tell you what happens in the true luxury car industry. When you want to do a tune-up or something on a Lamborghini, a Bugatti, or Ferrari, whatever, it's about a $30,000 cost. Must be done by certified people. Right before it's time to do that, when it's 100 or 1,000 miles away from that, you'll miraculously see that these luxury cars get sold. Now, these are by people who can't afford them. When it's time to do the maintenance and you can't afford it, you go, well, I tell you what, time to get rid of that Bugatti. Because it's going to cost you 30 grand or more to get the maintenance done. So they sell it right before. Now, suckers buy them right before that and have no idea. They don't know, oh, I'm about to get hit with a $30,000 bill on top of the 200 grand or whatever I'm going to pay for the car. It's exactly what's happening here. People are going, I'm going to get rid of this car right before the battery's going to die. And by the way, what happened to this girl's car? This isn't some easy fix. This isn't a mechanical thing where the belt, the timing belt went off. Or she needs a tune-up. Or whatever. This is catastrophic for what she wanted to do. Because when that battery dies, that car is going nowhere. Nowhere. You can't pull it and jump start it, you know, pop the clutch like we used to do in the old days with old cars. You can't do that. An old car, if it broke down, a mechanic would bring it to the shop, fix it. Might cost her $2,000 or $3,000, but she'd be on her way. That's not happening here. It is strictly the battery died, and there's no place to get it. And you can bet the Green Weenies didn't think one bit about this, nor do they care.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is releasing the annual global report on human trafficking.
It assesses how 188 countries and territories, including the United States, are preventing trafficking, protecting victims.
Blinken saying roughly 25 million adults and children are currently victims of trafficking in the world. A judge is ruling in favor of Twitter against Elon Musk in its request for a fast trial. Twitter is suing Musk for backing out of his $44 billion deal. They say he continually disparaged Twitter since signing the merger agreement and wants to shift the cost of the market loss to stockholders. Musk, meanwhile, says that Twitter hid the account of bot accounts on the platform. The MLB All-Star Game is set to be played tonight in Los Angeles. This is USA Radio News. A group of Russian hackers is at it again.
The Russian hackers Cozy Bear, who breached dozens of U.S. government agencies in 2020, including the SolarWinds incident, are using high-tech techniques involving Google Drive and Dropbox to break into diplomatic offices. The Russian state-sponsored hacking group attacked Brazil and Portugal in May using Dropbox or Google Drive storage. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The BA.5 subvariant of Omicron keeps spreading across the United States very quickly. So much so, the CDC estimates it accounts for about 78% of circulating variants for the week that finished up last Saturday. BA.5 is known to reinfect those who previously got the virus, along with those who are vaccinated. The next most prevalent variant, known as BA.4, only makes up about 13% of nationwide cases. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I love this time we live in because we get to watch leftism fail. And I mean fail miserably. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, folks, KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255, if you want to give us a buzz. Joe Biden has the support of only one demographic, college-educated women. And that should tell you all you need to know about how smart, finger quotes, those women are. So smart, most of them don't even know that they're women. Let me tell you something. Remember when Democrats claimed in the polls that most people like wearing masks? Now, you think I'm segueing. I'm not segueing. I'm just telling you how Democrats want you to believe that the world revolves around them, that everyone loves them. I just told you one demographic. I don't even know that I believe it. But one demographic that trusts the Democrats, that still is voting for them, that where they haven't lost ground, are college-educated women. They've lost ground with blacks, Latinos, LGBT, Generation Z, all the kids. You know the polls. You've seen the numbers. And then they tell you, oh, no, our policies work. And I just told you, they told us that when the mask mandates were up for were being evaluated, they said, no, we polled Americans and overwhelmingly Americans want the mask. The day that they outlawed the mask, they showed a picture of an airplane and everybody's celebrating it. I went on a plane, the flight attendant announced, and we don't have to wear those stupid masks, and the plane erupted with yay. So what they tell you this. Now, I'll ask you a simple question. When you go around, even in California, Massachusetts, Oregon, wherever, these Democrat-controlled enclaves, any city controlled by Democrats, go to L.A., for goodness sake, where they had mandates longer than anybody with this Gestapo governor, Newsom, or Whitmer in Michigan, Pritzker in Illinois. Go anywhere in any big city and look at the number of people wearing masks versus not wearing masks and tell me this. Do you believe that the majority of the people want to be wearing their mask? It is now optional. You can wear it if you want. You know the answer. I don't have to tell you. I was in Pasadena. Majority of the people were not wearing masks. There were a few, but most don't. And that is the craziest state in America. On airplanes, you might see, if you're really pushing it, 10% of the people wearing masks. I don't believe, and I'm trying to think, this is an ad hoc poll, but because I can't speak for all the airlines, but the majority of flight attendants that I've seen want nothing to do with the mask. They're not wearing it. They aren't wearing gloves. They aren't giving us disinfectant every 2 minutes. They're cramming us in the planes like we're sardines. Not even a whisper of you could get COVID. No discussion about it on the plane. Somebody sneezes, you no longer look. It's just like a whole other world has come before us. Why? Because people are waking up to the lunacy of leftism. Did I mention I love watching leftism fail? You know what they're learning? They're learning right now with this Wu flu nonsense. Everything that I told you before, that if you get the shot, you have introduced cancer, and I mean bad things into your body. I said that figuratively a while back. But as it turns out, you very well could be instituting cancer in your body. We have a friend. She's been helping me with radio. Barbara, her husband, had leukemia. I mentioned this before. It was in remission. Well, he got the jab. You know what they found out? They found out that the jab essentially goes down and changes your number 7 and number 8 receptors, and suddenly you can no longer block the cancer inhibitors. And he's not the only one. She put her thing on a forum. Another guy who had her husband's disease said, identical thing happened to me. I got the jab. My cancer came back. I'll talk more about that in a bit. Here's an article about Wu Flu. In a press conference dripping with a mix of exasperation and dry-witted sarcasm, two officials at one of the largest hospital systems in Southern California threw a bucket of cold water on media and government efforts to whip the public into a state of fear over the latest COVID-19 uptick. See, they want to do this knowing that there's been no significant uptick. Knowing that if the number of deaths were supposed to still be happening, ask yourself, why are we not having 10 times, 100 times the number of deaths now that we've got freedom to move about the country any way we please? We're not socially distancing. We're not wearing masks. And the majority of the people still are not vaccinated and certainly not boosted. How are we maintaining? And then, don't even get me started. If you are shot with boosters, God forbid you had any type of pre-existing injury, you're toast. I'm talking anything autoimmune. Anything. Hepatitis, herpes, all of it. You take that jab, it stops the inhibitors, and suddenly the viral impact to your body has been crazy. You're in far worse shape than you were prior to getting it. Anyway, they go on. Their remarks came on the same day that the L.A. County Health Director, Barbara Ferrer, declared the county had moved into a high level of COVID transmission. Two consecutive weeks in that status would trigger the reimposition of an indoor mask mandate on the nearly 10 million people who still choose to live in that godforsaken place. So what they were trying to do, and who knows why they chose 2 weeks. Oh, well, 2 weeks, that's the incubation period. That's the time it takes to stop the spread or whatever. It's as arbitrary as anything else in life. But they chose that because they could reimpose this stuff. And here's what's sad. L.A. would go for it. L.A. would go, well, that's the law, man. Press conference featured Brad Spellberg, chief medical officer of L.A. County and University of Southern California Medical Center, along with epidemiologist Paul Holtom. Spellberg kicked off the duo's ridicule of COVID fear-mongering with an exacerbated description of the COVID situation. Here's what he said. It's just the same. It's not changed. It's been the same. It's like 2 months of the same. And he backed up his characterization with charts depicting county cases and the hospital's own COVID admission data. You ready? Here's the data. The numbers of COVID positive tests have continued to go up. But this isn't because we're seeing a ton of people with systematic disease being admitted. We're seeing a lot of people with mild disease in urgent care and emergency department who go home and do not get admitted. Of those who are admitted, 90% of the time it is not due to COVID. Only 10% of our COVID positive admissions are admitted due to COVID. Virtually none of them go to the ICU. And when they do go to the ICU, it is not for pneumonia, and they are not intubated. And he finishes with this. As for the worst kind of COVID ICU case, Spellberg said, we haven't seen one of those since February. It's been months. He said today's COVID patients in intensive care are more typically associated with conditions like electrolyte abnormalities or autoimmune attack of the nerves that may or may not be COVID driven. And then, I don't have any evidence of this, I'm about to say next, but I would bet you money that if he did tell you, he would say, and by the way, of the COVID cases we admit, it turns out the majority of them are vaccinated. Now, this was two guys in L.A. that worked for large hospital systems and a university system, and they said it's overblown. This isn't Kevin Jackson making it up. But it goes much deeper. And I want you to understand, Gavin Newsom still wants to implement this. People in L.A., they think there's still money to be made. They're looking to get their name in lights with this stuff. But those are the numbers. What we're learning about the left, all the way up the food chain, this is the Fauci's. I mean, he's at the top of the food chain in terms of this, but from the governors to the CDC, the NHS, etc., is they are willing to do anything to cover up their nonsense. They'll do anything. They will lie about numbers. And finally, people are beginning to wake up. I mean, this is L.A. that's beginning to wake up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news! Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
On Kevino Jacksones.
This story is a while back, but it says a brave whistleblower came forward and leaked documents to Republican Senator Josh Hawley and Senator Grassley, and it was as bad as we thought. The leaked documents show just how in-depth an operation was planned. First, the ministry would regulate disinformation related to the origins and effects of COVID-19 vaccines or the efficacy of masks. The ministry would provide marching orders to Twitter and other social media, a plain violation of the First Amendment. The department has been working on plans to operationalize its relationships with private social media companies to implement its public policy goals. Senator Grassley is very interested in a draft briefing that was scheduled on April 28, 2022 between government officials and Twitter. It's unclear if the meeting took place. We, Senate Republicans, obtained draft briefing notes prepared for a scheduled April 28, 2022 meeting between Robert Silvers and Twitter executives Nick Pickles, head of policy, and Joel Roth, head of site integrity, Grassley wrote to the Biden administration. These notes are marked TBC. It's unclear whether the scheduled meeting actually took place. The briefing notes frame the planned meeting between Silvers and Twitter executives as an opportunity to discuss operationalizing public-private partnerships between DHS, Twitter, as well as to inform Twitter executives about DHS work on MDM, including the creation of the Disinformation Governance Board, Ministry of Truth, they call it, and its analytical exchange. Now, we got this information, says the documents show that the Ministry of Truth was setting up its propaganda unit to silent dissent, or to silence it, I think is what they meant to say. The federal government may not be ideal or the most trusted voice on a given topic. OHS should work closely as appropriate with state, local, tribal, territorial authorities and private sector partners, one of the leaked documents read. Now, this is the people that want you to believe that Joe Biden was elected with 11 million more votes than Barack Obama. He defeated the president, the only sitting president to get that many votes, 75 million votes in the history. Largest number of a second term president, that being Donald Trump. That Joe Biden got 81 million votes, a statistical impossibility. And I could go on. And then they want you to believe that Joe Biden is still as popular as he was, despite the polls. Don't believe it. Oh, and if they run again, Joe Biden would hand Donald Trump his butt yet again. That's what they want you to believe. So, let me just tell you, I believe nothing they say. When Joe Biden went to Saudi Arabia and said, hey, you know what? I brought up Khashoggi. I cry foul. I don't believe this man is truthful in anything that comes out of his mouth. Now I want to talk more about the Wu Flu stuff, because it's a government scam as much as the January 6th is a scam, as much as us believing that the election was fair is a scam, and I could go on. But I want to focus on this Wu Flu and this mRNA injections, because here's what this thing writes. They wrote about this. They said the mRNA injections are causing damage in unexpected areas, such as huge increase in the recurrence of aggressive cancers and mortality. The evidence of war is that the mRNA programs are not immediately terminated. That's how bad they are. Now, I keep mentioning that there's a person who works with me. Her name is Barbara. I'd like to do a GoFundMe for her. Beautiful lady, husband for 7 years has had his cancer in remission. 7 years. They force him to get a shot because of his career. And guess what happens? Exactly what I just told you. The recurrence of aggressive cancer has returned. He now has to potentially go through another bone marrow transplant and trials and tribulations you don't want to ever have to have a family member go through, all because he was forced to get a vaccine. Then I get another note from a friend who's got cancer and took the jab and said, sorry to report to all my friends, my cancer has returned. In the case of Barbara, the doctors put in his medical record, we believe the vaccine caused a recurrence. In the case of my other friend, guess what? Same thing. Doctors say it. But here's what's interesting. They admit it. They say, based on where, I don't know all the medical terminology, and I'll give you some of it here in a second, but they're saying there's little doubt it was because of what this shot did So here's what they go on to say in this report. In the wake of the COVID jab rollout and additional boosters, a number of health conditions are on the rise, including cancer, most notably cancer of the uterus, endometrial cancer, very aggressive blood and brain cancers. Cancer has been on the rise for decades thanks to dietary factors, but the COVID jab appears to dramatically accelerate the disease process. Many doctors report cancer patients with stable disease and those who have been in remission for years will suddenly and rapidly develop stage 4 disease. Not me saying it, folks. Now, what they haven't told you, which is ironic, is ivermectin was actually curing some of these cancers by accident. And I told you guys of a friend of mine who had stage 4 cancer. Her name is Catherine. Thought she was on her, that was the end. She no longer even goes to get tested because she's on a new protocol that's similar to ivermectin, just for, it's similar but different. Now, ask yourself this. Why are they trying to get you hooked on a new supposed cure? So you have to take a shot and get boosters every bit of time. And they're not telling you that the one of the protocols that you could take that would really diminish cancer is right in front of our faces. In other words, they have the ability to tell you, you can protect yourself against Wu flu and potentially cure any cancer in your body with the same product. Why are we not celebrating ivermectin and ridiculing it? Just think about that for a second. Anyway, they go on to say this. A military whistleblower has come forward with data from the Defense Medical Epidemiology Database. They call it DMED, showing dramatic increases in medical visits for cancers and other conditions post-jab. I was asked on a radio show the other day, how do I think Fauci will be remembered? I said Fauci will be remembered if we win this battle of good versus evil. He'll be remembered for what he is, the biggest mass murderer in American history. And I said, I'm not saying this to make people feel, you know, like, ooh, Kevin Jackson's so cool or whatever. I'm not saying it for that. I take no pride in saying that we had unelected bureaucrats who essentially, you know, could do whatever they want with us, and they ended up killing people. Unelected bureaucrats, people that have, we didn't put Fauci and vote Fauci in. Somebody appointed this little clown. They said this, for the neurological side effects of the shot, 4 remedies that can be very helpful are fluvoxamine, an antidepressant that blocks cytokine production in neural tissues. So they're already telling you there's neurological side effects. And we've been talking about this with, you know, Epstein-Barr and GBS and all this other stuff. They go on to say this, pharmaceutical grade methylene blue, which improves mitochondrial respiration and repair. These are things for you to do if you've taken the shot. Protocols. Why do these protocols exist? You think it's because a bunch of conspiracy theorists got together and said, hey, let's cause a panic amongst the American population. These protocols exist because people are suffering. I'll tell you, I'm going to say this one more time. I watched the video of people who are having side effects from these vaccinations. It's gut-wrenching, horrifying. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. Here's the bullet point. They said the COVID jabs also down-regulate toll-like receptors 7 and 8, which allow latent viruses such as herpes EB4, EBV4, Epstein-Barr, a.k.a. mononucleosis, to flourish that would otherwise have been kept in check. They poisoned us if you took the shot. Thankfully, like I told you guys, I would never do it. I pray for those who did. I'll leave it there.
putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.